Hi, my name is Larez Meinhold. I'm the Executive Director of Caring for Denver Foundation. Caring for Denver was founded and funded by Denver for Denver. It was passed with overwhelming voter support to address Denver's mental health and substance misuse needs by really growing community-informed solutions, dismantling stigma, and turning the community's desire to help into action. One of the areas we fund in is around youth and really the ability to increase youth's resilience to life stresses and pressures, really meet youth where they're at and address mental health and substance misuse early. Make a Chess Move is one of those organizations we're really excited to partner with. You're gonna hear from Elijah and G, who were both participants in this program and now leaders in this work.
MAGM is a nonprofit organization based out of the east side of Denver. Our mission statement is to build a just society by developing tenacious learners, compassionate leaders, and ethically driven critical thinkers. Our goal is to dismantle the school to prison pipeline and to reteach common sense through the skill set of chess. I'm G. I'm a program facilitator here at MAGM. So I kind of, host and facilitate a lot of the things that we do, including our podcast workshops and all of that. I am also the apparel coordinator and the social media coordinator as well for MAGM.
My name is Elijah Huff. I'm a program coordinator at MAGM. I recently started February 1st just this year, but I've been involved with MAGM since I was about 15 or 16 years old. Have a really close relationship with our executive director and guardian, Philip Douglas. So he started MAGM in 2011, but Phil has been involved in the community well before that. He's impacted an entire generation of a community, and he's built a whole lot of leaders who are really passionate about staying connected with him and doing the work in the community like he's shown us.
And to feel just being a youth in general, he will automatically adopt you into the MAGM family, whether you want to be or not. And he gives that genuine love. It's the genuine love that comes from Phil that really makes MAGM thrive the way that it does. And that keeps the youth around coming from a place of misguided love.
What's really cool about MAGM is when it comes to the target market that we serve, especially in our community, a lot of the young men and young women are not aware of the decisions they make and the environments they continue to be in that affects their mental health. And we help them examine what three moves got them in the situation they're in and what's the next three moves they can make to get out of those situations. So when speaking to reteaching that common sense, unfortunately, that common sense is not too common in the space that we work in. But we're really passionate about reaching out to the youth, especially ages 8 to 26, because we feel like the formation of your identity is really in between those years, that young and even that old.
MAGM is highly important to a neighborhood or community like the Five Points area, because one, the Five Points being historically Black, people tend to forget that or not even know that. And so MAGM is one of those organizations that wants to push that and teach that. Where we come from, we face a lot of oppression and downfalls that take away the opportunities that we have. I mean, the Five Points, we have some of the most talented youth come out of the Five Points, but because they're limited as to what they can do because of where we come from, the talent never gets seen or is pushed out there. And MAGM is really kind of changing that.
And the fact that gentrification has truly dismantled our community, there's been a lack of sense of belonging. And when it comes to the well-being of the youth in our community, those are one of the things that's really foundational for a young person to have success. They have to feel like they have a home. They have to feel like they belong to a greater group. And unfortunately, those greater groups that exist in the community separate from us, the center of their mission statement is violence. And we don't want them getting involved in that because we know how that can spiral spiral them into a life that they don't want to live. So Macam is that alternative. We're trying to give them alternative, like you can come join us, you can feel a part of a greater group, but you're going to be able to stand for something and you're going to grow as a person, both physically, mentally, you know, spiritually.
Macam is a completely open, vulnerable, unbiased space. We allow everybody to have a voice. And I think that's one of the most important things, is that no matter your age with Macam, your voice is valued and very important to everything that we go through. We'll challenge certain opinions as well to make people think harder on why they feel. I mean, we change a lot of minds here at Macam because we are controversy and we do challenge people's mindsets. And I think people like that. People like when they're challenged.
We like to say that our curriculum is 95% real life work and real life issues and teaching, and then 5% chess. But around that 5% chess is where we invite kids into our space. We teach them chess. And then once they're reeled in there, we start throwing all the other information and all the opportunities around them. It's just all about surrounding them with the right people and allowing them to connect with the people. I think that a lot of time, the people who are leaders in the community that the youth see, there's a disconnect because there's not an opportunity for communication. And that is what Macam does, is we allow for communication between those who seem untouchable to our youth or unattainable. But once they're in our sphere and they're in our home, it's like talking to your auntie, talking to your uncle, talking to your grandpa. When it comes to visibility, we make sure to support the youth that are not just only trying to come be a part of us, but grow and produce their own. We do not just want you to come work for Macam and be stuck with Macam. We want you to come work with Macam so we can help you grow wherever you want to go. If that's with us, beautiful. If not, we're going to support you because we're about creating as many options for youth in the community as possible.
You know, me specifically, I started with Macam when I was about 14, 15, at a community job fair. And I was just infatuated with Phil and how he was, you know, presenting Macam. And so, you know, I went through the rest of my high school years being a part of Macam, and so it just helped me push through that and persevere, just thinking after high school, because I'm going to be an adult longer than I am an adolescent. And Macam really helped me, you know, shape that into my surrounding. And then, you know, Macamine, you know, is something that we encourage everyone to do every day, but we all fall short. And so I, you know, attended Grambling State University. I got kicked out almost immediately and I had to come back home, of course. And Macam, it was like a depressive state because school had always been my safety zone. So, you know, getting kicked out, it was like, whoa, I'm coming home. I was like, I had no idea what I was going to do at all. And Phil was just like, well, you know, you are a part of Macam and whatever it is you need, whatever steps you need to take, wherever it is you're trying to go, you know that we support you. We here at Macam are always going to support you and have your back, and is what it is that you need from us. Even in my faults, my Macam family loves me. My Macam family supports me. My Macam family has my back. And since then, it's just been striving and striving and striving. I finally believe in love now because of the conversations that we have at Macam. I believe in apologizing now because of the spaces that we've been and have created with Macam. So like all of these things that I used to not believe in and was firm on, it's changed my persona on that. And there's nowhere you can go with Macam but up.
Growing up in the community, I was blessed and lucky to have parents that really pushed me. I was lucky to have extended family that really pushed me. And then just my God-given ability, and I'm thankful for, just when it comes to athleticism and school, I was gifted at. And a lot of times for young students who grow up in the neighborhood who are athletically gifted, also gifted in school, there is a sense of belonging for them, but a lot of times in the community, you don't know when you go off to college, when you go off to school, if there's going to be a place for you to return back home and give your talents back to your community. So coming back home and being offered a job by Macam and being having the ability to come work with Macam and be a part of the community has been the most beautiful process, because I feel like I am actually giving back to my community in a helpful way. And the most damaged and the most dangerous thing about growing up in the neighborhood is you are affected and around so much negative and just terrible thinking. And what Macam is all about is about changing your thinking, changing your perspective to really dynamic situations. And what Macam has been able to do is teach those youth in those situations how to get out of them and how to never get into them again.
A lot of our youth suffer with anxiety, that high stress, not being able to deal with stressful moments. Dealing with that, you know, teaching children, one of my favorite things, especially with the youth, is just teaching children how to breathe. Your brain has to analyze and process what's going on. So when you hold that breath, your brain is analyzing. And when you release, your brain has given you a solution. And so being able to control your emotions really comes from a healthy mental state, because when you're in an unhealthy mental state, then that's where the emotions get confused. You can confuse sadness with anger quick. You can confuse confusion with depression quick. But once you give yourself that opportunity to just sit back and think, and that's what we do at Macam, we allow people to think about it. Before you give me an actual response or reaction, think about it. Think about why it is you're feeling this way. Think about all the things that you're feeling. Think about it before you react. Think about it before you respond. And then let's talk about it. Let's talk about those feelings. And then we could work through them, because maybe your feelings are misplaced. That, you know, relating that part with chess to life, you, for me, it's if you can visualize and you can see clearly everything that's going on the board, then you're good. But if you're only focused on one area of the board, then you're not even realizing what's going on in a different area. You may be being attacked in another area of the board, but you're only focused on one corner. You have to put your focus on the entire board at all times. You can't lose that.
And I think in our neighborhood, especially when it comes to the chess pieces, each one has a different movement. And then each one is more beneficial in certain positions on the board. So when it comes to certain tools in your life, if you're not exercising them and putting them in the right areas, in the right part of the board, then you're not utilizing your talents. And Macam can help clarify a lot of things in your life by helping you evaluate your talents, looking at your skill set, and helping you use those talents in the most effective way in this game of life. One youth that came through our program, he was about 15 years old, heavily involved in street violence. Literally all his cousins, brothers, uncles are all involved in gang culture. And one thing about this young man is he is extremely brilliant. He can speak very well. Academics never was a problem for him, has a passion for his community. But he was misguided by thinking that in order to showcase his passion for the community, he had to join the gangs, because that was the immediate group in the community that was always in your face. And once he walked into Macam, step after step, we started to see him start making better decisions by not being in situations that were going to harm his life and harm his well-being. We saw him stay out of jail. Yesterday, he was speaking at the state capitol. So now he's heavily involved, and he has a Make a Culture Move podcast series that will be airing soon. So now his whole decision-making and his focus in life has completely shifted, but he's still passionate for his community.
I think with Macam is that we push so that everyone knows that a healthy life is possible. A happy life is possible. A peaceful life is possible. A wealthy life is possible. At Macam, it's a I can, I can, I can, I will, I will, I will, and not a I think. I don't think I can do it. I know I can do it. I'm gonna accomplish it. I'm gonna get it done. I'm gonna be great at this. Regardless of whatever, everything that we fight and we face and we go through, I know that as long as I take the time to make my next move, my best move, and I'm doing the next right thing. If it's the right thing to do, then you do it because it's the best thing to do.
So we have our virtual series that include our podcast series that cover a list of different topics for ages all the way from 8 to 26 that involve chess and also discussing real life issues. We have our summer youth employment program and also our workshop program that is focused on addressing real life issues while also getting youth paid. And then we have our in-school program, which is our biggest reach, where we teach Macam 101, our chess program, inside the schools.
Hearing stories like stories of G and Elijah really helps youth see possibilities and have hope, something that is so important right now. I really want to thank Elijah and G for taking the time to share their stories and their important work. You can find more about their conversation and learn more about Caring for Denver Foundation and the youth organizations we're funding at caring4denver.org.